Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen. God, praise be to God. Father God, I thank you for this day. Lord God, may the word go forth. Lord God, may it not be in flesh, but may it be in the spirit of Elohim, the living God, the living Almighty, the one who put us together, created us from dust. Lord God, may your word go forth. May your prophetic word, your rhema word, your logos word in combination go forth to bless the hearers under the sound of my voice this day, right now, in the name of Jesus. Give me the strength to deliver your word. Give me the power to deliver your word in Jesus' wonder-working name. Let all God's people say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praises be to God. Speak very briefly on some things that was on my heart last few days or so. And as a response of me receiving emails and stuff like that. So I said, why not? I taught on it a little bit. If you got pens, you can take notes. That's always a wise thing to do. And if you got a Bible to open up and read along, that's always a wise thing to do. Why? Because like my elders told me a long time ago, how you going to know if what I'm saying is the truth or not when I'm reading from the Bible or preaching from the Bible, preaching from the Word of God? So if you have your Bible open up and you go along, you will know it is the truth. We are a ministry. We are an organization that worships God in spirit, but also in truth. Truth, truth, truth. Truth and love. So, amen. Praises be to God. Today I'm talking about the power of a food. I'm talking about the power of a food. A lot of people don't understand that being foolish can be devastating, but being devastating can be powerful. It can be powerful. Don't you know how many fools that the enemy use around this world cause destruction to try to cause destruction to God's kingdom? The enemy uses fools. There's power in a fool. Whether you know it or not, it can be destructive, but there is destructive power in a fool. Do you want to be powerful for the kingdom of God, or do you want to be powerful for the kingdom of darkness? I want you to repeat after me. Say, I want to be powerful.
I want to be powerful
for the kingdom of God.
For the kingdom of God.
Kingdom of God. Praise be to God for that. I want to be powerful. I want to be used of God. I want to be used for him, for his glory and his glory alone. I don't want to be a tool or an agent of Satan. And many people in the earth are being a tool and an agent of Satan. Now, there's multiple facets when it comes to that. You can be a fool in your own arrogance and just be used of Satan. You could be arrogant. You could be prideful. That in itself is foolish. And the end of that, as we know, is destruction. The end of that is a what? A fall. Those who are prideful and in their own arrogance, eventually they stumble and then they fall flat on their face. And that's just foolish. But there's also people who act as a fool out of ignorance. Now, understand that ignorance and being foolish are two different things. When a person is a fool, they're acting when they do have knowledge, but they're just doing the opposite of what that knowledge is. But when a person operates in ignorance, they don't have knowledge. You understand what I'm saying? So, but you can operate as an ignorant person as well as a fool, because you can operate without knowledge and operate in foolery. I don't know if you heard me. You can operate without knowledge and operate in foolery, which God gives you a pass on that, because to know better is to do better. If you don't know that you're acting as a fool, then how can you prosper? So God gives you grace. He gives you a pass. But when you do find out that you, in your ignorance, was acting as a fool, it's time to ship up and shape out. It's just shape right. It's time to get right. It's time to get things together. Paul, Apostle Paul, he persecuted the Israelites, the Jews. He was operating out of a fool spirit, but he was also operating out of an ignorant spirit, because Paul thought that he was carrying the law to the T, and he represented that, and he stood on that to the fullest. But he was still doing something that was foolish against the kingdom of God. But on the road to Damascus, when he got that encounter with the Lord and Savior, Yahshuah, Jesus the Christ, and he was seeing the bright light, he was blinded, and the Lord began to speak to him, and he had that powerful revelation. That's when his inside eyes, his spiritual eyes, began to open up, and he began to become enlightened and move out of ignorance, move out of darkness, and into the righteousness and the light of Jesus Christ. So now he's not operating no longer in ignorance. He's operating in the light of Christ. He's not not only operating in darkness or operating in foolery, but he's operating in wisdom. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm gonna read real quick Proverbs 12:15. Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkens unto counsel is wise." The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkens to counsel is wise. This is one of my favorite scriptures. The other one is, "Poverty and shame comes to those who refuse instructions." That's my first favorite scripture in the Bible. But this is another one right here. I love it because it talks about wisdom and it talks about counsel. This week alone, we have spoken to some people about getting counsel, about getting wisdom, about not leaning toward your own understanding. The Bible tells us to lean not toward our own understanding. We've talked to several people about that. Some people even we've talked to in the past and have told them that you need sign up for supernatural strategies, you need to get coaching, you need to get mentorship, but they refuse to listen, they refuse to do it. And so when they hit rock bottom, when they begin to fall in foolery, then that's when they want to come running. That's when you want to come running. Now, that's wisdom to come running to counsel, and that's wisdom to come running to someone that can advise you. But why wait till you fall flat? Why wait till you lose everything? Why wait till you go through what you went through? Why wait till you get played by that Negro? Why wait till you get played by that Negro? I'm going to say it again because it's a lot of women on here. And I can see right now in the spirit, prophetically, it's three women on here, some Negroes about to play you. Did you hear what I said? Why wait till you get played by that Negro? Why wait till you get played by that man? Why wait till you allow people to play you to run the council? It is wise to run the council in any aspect, but it is even wiser to run the council in the beginning before anything falls flat in your life. Did you hear what I said? I don't need y'all hear me on this morning. Proverbs 12:15. I'm coming out of this scripture, and I got 8 points that I'm going to break down to you. I'm coming out of Proverbs 12:15. It says, "The way of a fool is right in whose eyes? His own eyes. But he that hearkens," what does that word hearken mean for you Bible scholars? For those of you all who are deep theologians, I know you know what that means. Hearkens means to listen to follow, to obey. "But he that obeys counsel is wise." The Bible goes on to tell us in Hebrews, it tells us what? Obey those that have rule over you. Obey those that have rule over you. My God, my God. How many people obey those that got rule over them? Obey. See, we don't want to talk about these type of scriptures in the Bible. Today, we're in a new millennium and all of that, you know, we don't want to talk about this. This type of stuff run people away from ministries and churches and all that, but I don't care. I love you, so I got to tell you the truth. Obey those that have rule over you.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? Obey those that have rule over you.
That's right.
Obey those. Repeat after me. Say, obey those.
Obey those
that have rule over you. My God, my God. We don't like to talk about this type of stuff, but this type of stuff is wisdom. This type of stuff is the opposite of foolery. Obey those that have rule over you. Obey those that have rule over you, and so that they may do it with joy, and so that you may not grieve them, for grieving them is, in some translations it says, unprofitable for you. It's not wise for you. It's not in your best interest. It doesn't benefit you. You understand what I'm saying? Obey those that have rule over you. Counsel, wisdom. A lot of y'all, the Lord showed me, are going to get marriage proposals, counsel, wisdom.
Yes,
thank God for that, but don't just get giddy and happy without getting counsel,
counsel.
I'm gonna go into that a little bit more.
Amen.
Probably touch on that a little bit later. But let me first go down this list real quick. I told you I had some points. Fools don't tithe.
Say that again, Apostle. That's
Uh-oh.
The truth.
Fools don't pay their tithes, and then I always hear this excuse. Sometimes people try to play me. Number one, and I bring this up because this is a part of my lifestyle. Well, it was a part of my lifestyle, and that's where I just come from. I do come from the elements of what people call, quote unquote, the streets. I do. So I already game recognized game. I already, before I was even saved, I had a sense of being able to read people. You understand what I'm saying? So some people try to play me like a fool on that level, but not even on that level, just being able to read people as a regular person. I am a prophet as well. I'm a prophet as well. So when you sit up there and you tell me, yeah, I tired of my home church, and Negro, you ain't even been to your home church in two years, and you trying to tell
Amen.
Me you tired of your home church?
Amen.
Seriously? You're trying to play me like a fool, but I take it a greater offense because you're trying to play the Holy Ghost like a fool.
Yes.
You're trying to play the Holy Ghost. You don't got to lie to me. You ain't hurting me. You hurting yourself. Just be real and own it. Everybody talk about let's be 100, right? Everybody talk about let's be real. Well, own that thing. Know what, Apostle? I got to be real with you. I don't tithe. I don't do none of
Amen.
That.
Amen. Tell the truth.
I get my money. I get my tax money. I think I'm rich. I go splurge. Or even if it ain't tax season, I get my check and I go splurge. Or I spend it on fast food and then I barely can pay my bills. I'm just being real with you.
Tell
I respect 100. I respect realness. The Holy Ghost respect realness. Everybody and their mama talking about being real, but only 5% being real.
Amen.
Tell that truth.
You ain't got a lot of me. I am a prophet. You ain't got a lot of yourself. You ain't got a lot of God. The Bible says his eyes go to and fro throughout the earth. It's about you winning. But when you begin to lie to yourself and not be real with yourself and not be truthful with yourself, you constantly placing yourself in a state of losing. That ain't wisdom. That's
that.
Wisdom is what? It's foolery. It's foolery. That's foolish, woman of God. That's foolish, man of God. A fool don't tithe. And we know what tithes do. This message ain't about tithing necessarily, but you know what I'm saying? I just have to touch bases on it because we know what tithing does. It rebukes the devourer. You talk about your bills and you live in paycheck to paycheck, but you refuse to follow the principles of God. You refuse to follow things that help you. That's just like your kid getting sick and they don't want to take that castor oil, they don't want to take that medicine, they don't want to take that cough syrup, and you like, baby, this is going to help you out. So now you got to place it in their food and disguise them so they won't get the taste. They don't want to take that even though it's good for them. Some of the medicine may seem strong when it comes to the biblical foundation in the kingdom of God, but it is good for you. It's good for you. You don't want to be poor. You don't want to be broke. You don't want to be living paycheck to paycheck. Well, the opposite of foolery is wisdom. It's foolish not to tithe. When you tithe, there's wisdom because that opens up the windows of heaven, as the Bible says, for blessings to come down that you can't even contain. Either the Bible is a liar, or the Bible is the truth.
Amen.
The truth.
I get two people, huh? Where you at?
Amen.
Where you at? Where you at now?
Amen.
Amen.
Where you at now? Where you at now? Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
As soon as I begin to tell people the truth, Paul said, now that I have told you the truth, am I your enemy? Have I now become your enemy because I tell you the truth? That's what Apostle Paul said. So I can understand that the mindset of 2,000 years ago when it came to ancient believers, if that same mindset or that same spirit is even here 2,000 years later. When you begin to feed people the truth, which is the truth in love, which is wisdom, people begin to hate it. But it's not necessarily people, it's their flesh and it's the spirit that's behind them. But I want to get some people delivered on the day. Repeat after me. Say, if I don't tithe, I'm a fool.
If I don't tithe, I'm a fool.
Glory to God. I was once a fool. when I was in the world, I would tithe. Like, I'd give my grandma some money, be like, grandma, here go $300. Put this in the offering bucket or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'd get them money and stuff like that. Or if I go to the church every now and then, I go to the church on Sunday for Easter or something, you know, Resurrection Sunday, and then I put money in the offering basket. But, you know, that was it. But I wasn't really living a lifestyle of tithing. I knew about it, but I just didn't. That was foolish. That was foolish. But the moment me and my wife, when we got together, the moment when we began to apply the principles of God, the kingdom of God, we began to see a change in our life financially like never before. We went from being foolish to being wise, and I give God the glory and the honor and the praise for that. We went from being in poverty to being wealthy, and I give God the glory, the praise, and the honor for that. Woman of God, if you can't tithe now, how do you expect to get a husband?
Come on.
Amen.
Say that.
Amen. If you can't bless God now, how do you expect to get you a priest? The priest of your home. If you're selfish now, how do you expect God to be willingly to bless you?
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
It's foolish. I see people, they get happy. Soon as they get some money, they're happy. They love God. They the loudest ones to scream and shout. But when they ain't got no money, though, they ain't screaming and shouting. Where's the love at? Where's the love at? Sometimes God will test you to see where your heart at. And it shows that you really got the love of money when you get happy and you got a little bit of money. But then when you ain't got that much, you ain't praising God. It shows really where your heart at. I'm going to praise him whether I got 2 pennies in my pocket or whether I got $2 million in my bank account. I'm
going to
pray.
Amen.
You hear what I said? I can always tell when a Negro gets their tax money.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Mm-mm. Yes.
I ain't trying to be mean. I got to be real. I can always tell when a Negro get their tax money because they be the loudest ones.
That's right.
Amen.
But then
Amen.
Throughout the whole year, they be the quietest ones, like a church mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. I know that sting going. That's good, though. Man, my bishop used to preach. He'd be cutting me up. I'd be like, yes, I love it. More, more. I'm getting delivered. I receive it.
Amen.
Today, though, we cop attitude. We want to lead the church.
Amen.
Wisdom, the power of a fool. A fool is so powerful, Satan uses fools to tear down ministries. Did you hear what I said? Satan uses fools to split ministries. Satan uses fools to split kingdoms. What happened with Absalom, David's son? The Bible tells us that he would stand at the gate and he would greet the people, and the people, he would tell the people certain, I'm paraphrasing, certain things to find favor in the people's eyesight. He would have the people even come to his throne and kiss his pinky finger, kiss his ring.
Mm-hmm.
The power of a fool. The Bible says that he gained favor, Absalom gained favor in the eyesight of the people. He began to turn the hearts of the people against his father David. There's power in a fool. There's power in a fool. Power to try to destroy God's kingdom. I don't know about you, but I want to be powerful, not in a fool, but powerful in wisdom. Number two, well, that was the same thing pretty much, but it even goes deeper. Fools don't tithe. Fools don't give. They don't give anything. They're just not compassionate. And how can you even be a Christian or a saint if you're not compassionate? How can you be a Christian or a saint if you're not compassionate?
Amen.
The Bible tells us that he so loved the world that he gave what his only begotten Son, whomsoever shall believe in him will not perish but have what? Everlasting life. It tells us that. The whole basic foundation of Christianity or the believers is what? It is to give. He gave his only begotten Son. Then the Bible tells us when Jesus was on the cross, he gave what? He gave up the ghost. For all them people that was spitting on him, all them people that was lying on him, all them people that was calling him a false prophet, all them people that was calling him devils, demons, he gave up the ghost for them. He gave. My whole point is, in that context, that word gave. The whole foundation of Christianity is about giving.
Yeah.
Amen. It's about giving.
Amen.
Fools don't give. The only thing they give is to their bellies, to their mouths, to their vaginas, to their penises, to their self, to their flesh. That's what food does. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be nobody's food. Repeat after me. Say, I don't know about you.
I don't know about you.
Praise the Lord. I can tell the energy on today. Father, touch your people. Stir them up on this morning, on this afternoon. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost take over in the name of Jesus. We're going to take a praise break. Just begin to praise him right now. Hallelujah. Atmosphere. We had to get the devil up out of here. Number three, fools listen to rumors. Fools listen to rumors. Repeat after me now. Say, fools listen to rumors.
Fools listen to rumors.
We're talking about the power of a fool today. Fools listen to rumors. And what I mean by that is anything that somebody hears, which is basically gossip, about somebody and they haven't went and confronted that person face to face, you accept that or you listen to that, that's foolery.
That's
foolery.
Right. Amen.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.